Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And it's wonderful to see everyone on this Shabbat. It's wonderful to have a sunny Shabbat and not a rainy Shabbat for a change. And this Shabbat, we will be installing and reaffirming the members of our Board of Trustees and installing for either continuing or new terms will be Cindy Aide, Alex Eichel, Gary Cohen, Cal Lederer, and Paula McGirty. And now as we're reading the Book of Numbers, in many ways, the Book of Numbers is all about leadership. It's about how do you go from the land of Egypt, traveling through many adventures to the Promised Land? How do you transform and pass through the wilderness to a new place? And what's striking is that it begins with a census. And the important thing about the census is that the people were counted by each leader, by the leaders. So a leader wasn't just a passive, but the job of a leader is to know each and every person. And to light the candles this evening, I'd like to invite Cindy and Paula to come and lead us in the candle blessing on page 12, and it'll be candle blessing number 3. Have a Hebrew teacher ringer, so it should be okay.
Before we take part in the age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is the time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu Baruch Ta Zivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech
We continue on page 7 with Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Shabbat is the great warmth, the great at-homeness. This is the knowledge of belonging, the loneness merging into a strong oneness, one lost drop of water finding its way into the sea. This is the end of the week and its beginning. This is the moment of pause, the refilling of the empty vessel, the renewing of the spirit. This is the remembering, the shared memory of 2,000 years, and the shared embarking upon 2,000 more. This is the wisdom in our elders' eyes, and the hope in our children's fresh voices, the roots into the past, and the arms stretched into the future. V'chad Odi, to welcome Shabbat, is on page 14. V'chad Odi. Please remain standing, page 17, the Baruch Hu.
Bye.
together on the bottom of 18. And God said, "Let there be light." This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous, until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future word is established, this light coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret is hidden. As it has been sought, light is sown for the righteous. Together on the top of 19. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we'll meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we'll reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel. And as we prepare for the Shema, we think of oneness, we think of unity, we think of the beautiful moments when we felt connected on a beautiful day to the radiance of the sun and to the trees around us, the wholeness and the sense of unity in the world. We continue with the Shema. Seated. We read together on page 22. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha V'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uvrechtecha v'aderech, uvshochpecha uvkumecha, ukshartam la'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot b'eitecha uvisharecha, l'ma'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, V'tem kedoshim lo'hechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. Amen. We read together responsively on the top of page 24. Adonai our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we cross the sea and rejoice. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred and the slavery of poverty and the evil of violence in our world. Give us courage and toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice in community, giving voice to one another in peace and harmony.
Mi kamocha mayni madonai, mi kamocha neder bakodesh. Mi kamocha mayni madonai, mi kamocha neder bakodesh.
This week we read the priestly blessing, and it's interesting. How do you bless? Do you bless like this with your arms stretched and extended, or do you bless like this, like you're giving a hug? And the Hashkivenu is a prayer which says, we thank God for the evening, its rest, and it's kind of like a hug that we receive. And it links beautifully to B'Shamru and Shabbat. So here is a poem by Rabbi Rami Shapiro with the idea of rest, Shabbat, and being connected. Rest, you kept doing with non-doing. You blessed becoming with being. You honored labor and rest. Rest reveals the importance of work. Work reveals the importance of rest. The two together make the world. The two together make a human being. I rest when I cease my struggle to control. I rest when I abandon my pride of ownership. I rest when I give thanks for what is. We feel that hug now of the V'Shamru.
Love.
please rise for the tefillah, page 29. Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevig ula livne v'nehem, lema'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer umoshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sara. Page 30. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. As Shabbat brings us a sense of peace, we pray for peace and work for peace in our world. We continue with our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, page 47. 47. The top of the page. The Talmud teaches that our prayer is not complete until we add our own words from our hearts. But there were those who complained that they were too tired after a long week to come up with their own prayers. So Mar, son of Rabina, and other rabbis wrote prayers for them to say so they could fulfill the obligation to add something to the fixed prayer of the prayer book. From that came the custom of offering suggestions for the silent prayer, but the Talmud is clear, the words of your heart are the best words of all. We continue silently, each with our own prayers, prayers from the page, or a moment just to be silent. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had a number of hospitalizations, some really miraculous recovery stories, and we are thankful for that. Our prayers of healing spread really cast a very wide net. We could pray for healing for those in surgery or experiencing illness to fully become better physically and emotionally. We can pray for healing for those who may not physically progress, but we pray that they have peace and blessing in the week ahead. There are those who need healing from loss, grief, many things that cause pain to us spiritually and emotionally, for all of these different ways that we can get healing, we continue with our prayer for healing, Misha Berach. We are singing the Misha Berach on the very bottom of page 45.
This evening, our president, Neil Sidon, will be giving the Devar Torah.
Have you ever been at an event that started with an icebreaker? You know, those sometimes awkward group activities designed to help you meet or get to know others by encouraging everyone to enjoy a shared experience. Often it seems these activities involve asking participants to share something about themselves which others don't know. Tonight, I'd like to offer a personal share, how I view God, and link it to some of the lessons in this week's Parshat Naso. I have questioned and struggled with my belief in and view of God throughout my adult life. What a great thing to be a Reformed Jew. I recall a wonderful adult education program a few years back, God Wars. It was a fun and interesting debate between our founding Rabbi Emerita and her husband Gary. As I understand her view, the rabbi holds a strong belief in a personal God. She speaks with God, and God talks back to her. And as I further understand it, the rabbi believes that someday, a long, long time from now, I hope, that she will come face to face with her God at the great buffet in the world to come. Gary's view is more of a God concept, a set of principles and practices and ethics, a belief that we all have choices, and those choices have consequences. Gary's view got my vote that day. During this first year of my term as TBS president, surprisingly, I think I have come to an understanding that grounds my God view. My understanding is simple, yet for me, powerful. God exists as the force or spirit within the communities and relationships of which I am a part, that force that binds us and keeps us together. I don't mean to say that my God concept is responsible for creating my friendships or communities, but I would say it helps sustain them. As a lay leader over these last few years, I have made new connections and experienced a growing sense of contentment. That sense of connection and that I have some skills to lend to this community have provided me a sense of purpose and fulfillment as I have engaged in supporting the needs of this community and the work we do together. So that's my share. I find God in the communities and connections and relationship with others, and the value, purpose, and meaning that flows from them. I should also add that I see holiness and goodness in communities, for together, in community, we are stronger and able to do things that alone we cannot. As I anticipated tonight's board member installation, I thought about how lay leaders, and especially our board members and officers, take responsibility and perform leadership roles in our TBS community. In many synagogues, volunteer candidates for the board are judged on a construct known as the three W's, work, wealth, and wisdom. The candidates possess the ability and willingness to do the work of the organization, that they are in a financial position to contribute their wealth to the organization, and that they have the knowledge, skills, and experience and the wisdom to lead the organization. Our TBS nominating committees look well beyond these attributes, looking for a balance of commitment, involvement, and how members have served the community, including worship participation and overall contributions. In Numbers chapter 6, we learn about those who take the Nazirite vow. The Hebrew word nazir means to be separated or consecrated. God speaks to Moses saying, "If anyone, man or woman, utter a Nazirite vow to set himself apart from the Lord." The Nazirite vow is taken voluntarily by those who decide to dedicate themselves to God. The vow, a combination of ritual and personal acts, is a decision, action, and expression by people who desire to yield themselves to God completely. The vow has five features. It is voluntary. It can be done by either men or women, has a specific time frame, and has specific requirements and restrictions. And at its conclusion, a person's head is shaven and a sacrifice is offered. While those who take the Nazirite vow separate themselves from the community for the Lord, the view of some commentaries is that these people set an example of holiness that the community observes, and in their setting apart, they are serving the community. This sounds strikingly similar to the board service, and I am pleased to observe that this is one of the few parts of our Torah where men and women are treated equally in the eyes of God. Board members sacrifice time with family when they usher or attend meetings. But we don't ask outgoing board members to shave their heads. And at the conclusion of their board service, perhaps if we did, board members might serve more or longer terms. In Numbers chapter 7, Moses completes the setup of the tabernacle, having anointed and consecrated it. Without warning, the Nesim, the leaders or chiefs of the 12 tribes, voluntarily bring offerings before God of wagons and oxen. Moses is uncertain what to do, and God instructs him to accept these from them for use in the tent of meeting and give them to the Levites, each man according to his workload. Moses then apportioned the wagons and oxen among the Levites according to the amount of material from the tabernacle they had to transport. In earlier parts of the Torah, we find detailed instructions on how to construct the tabernacle and descriptions of all the gifts the people were asked to bring and freely offered. As Moses finishes setting up the tabernacle, one would have thought, that's it, we're done, complete, fine. But then here comes more gifts for God in the tabernacle. In his essay, Princely Gifts, a Commentary on Naso by Rabbi Simon Felix, he offers the idea that God accepts these voluntary gifts to show that there was still room left for improvement, still space for more. Rashi explains that all through the process of donating materials for the tabernacle, the Nesim, the leaders, are not mentioned because they brought no donations. Rashi tells us that they held back, leaving room for people to act and bring what they could. The leaders would later fill in whatever was missing. The Nesim were surprised that the people brought as much as they did. It turned out that there was very little left for them to donate. According to Rashi, this is the reason why the leaders hurried to bring the gifts of the wagons and the oxen to fill a gap that they perceive existed before the people could. The Nesim wanted to take this opportunity, which until now, because of their leadership style, the leaders had brought no gifts of their own. Later in the Parshat, the Nesim again approached Moses with more voluntary gifts and again, God instructs Moses to accept these gifts. The gifts were the sacrifices to dedicate the altar. Rashi explains that the first set of gifts the Nesim offered, the wagons and the oxen, were given so that the Nesim would have been seen as contributing. But the next set of voluntary gifts, for the sacrifices for the altar, were offered by the leader's inner need to give unselfishly. Rabbi Felix observes that these two kinds of giving require a balance. The balance between the individual and the collective, between the urge to stand out from and the urge to be part of. This is a balance that all of us must struggle to achieve in our personal and communal lives. There is also a leadership model here described where those in charge leave room, space, for the people to act. The leaders see themselves as being there only to do what is left undone. At TBS, there is plenty of room for people to act. Set up or take down the social hall for a Shabbat meal, provide donations to causes we support, help out with events, committees, and of course, your financial contributions are always welcome. As we celebrate installing our board members, we look forward to their leadership and that of the whole board in community with the congregation. There is much work to be done, and there's much space in our community for us to all do it. I invite your continued and active participation as together we sustain and recreate our TBS community. May you find your balance in your individual and communal acts, and maybe, like me, you'll find a bit of your God in our community. Shabbat Shalom.
For myself, then who's
Neil, thank you so much for the Dvar Torah. I think all of us are moved by your dedication to the congregation and to each person this year. It's been quite a year. And Rob and Rachel, thank you so much. It's just incredible working with you from week to week. And now I'd like to invite forward those who are either continuing on the board and being installed for another term, or those who are new to the board. Cindy Aid and Gary Cohn and Alex Eichel and Paula Malerti, if you'll come to the Bima, please. It's a great honor and a great joy for me to offer you blessings as you're installed as officers of the congregation. And it's different than Rabbi Perlin, who had 30 years of memories. They're all written down in the files. But I didn't go into your files, just from the time that we've spent together. And I'd share with you first some wisdom from our tradition about what it means to be a leader within a sacred community. That Moses had appointed 70 elders to guide the people. Leadership then went from the prophets to the great assembly to the Sanhedrin and to leaders throughout the generation. And here are some of the words that have been said by our people through the generations. Micah, it has been told you what is good and what the eternal requires of you, only to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Deuteronomy, if there is a needy person among you, do not harden your heart and shut your hand. Rather, you must open your hand and lend whatever the one needs. Leviticus, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the eternal. The sayings of our ancestors. The world stands on three things, on Torah, service to God, and deeds of loving kindness. And Hillel would say, be like the disciples of Aaron, a lover of peace, a pursuer of peace, one who loves others, and draws them near to the Torah. And so for each of you, I sought out a verse from our tradition that represents who you are and some of the many gifts that you bring. For Paula, Rabbi Eliezer said, let the honor of your students be to you as precious as your own. The honor of your colleague as the respect to your teacher, and the respect towards your teacher as your reverence for God. And I think of all of the gifts of teaching that you bring to the congregation, and especially the wonderful gift of reading Torah and being a part of Minyan Makers. Gary, we've spoken about the so many different ways that you're involved in the community. And when God was thinking, is Abraham the right one? And he was deciding whether or not to tell Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah. This is what God said. I chose Abraham because Abraham's descendants will keep the way of the eternal to do righteousness and justice. And Alex, as you provide guidance. I should have put something in here about patience as well, as you're patient with everybody else on the board. But Joshua ben Parakia said, provide for yourself a teacher, get yourself a friend, and judge each one based on their best self. And Cindy, seeing the gifts that you brought as we were working with our self-study and that spirit, the neshama that you brought, in the book of Kings, it says, I give you a wise and an understanding heart. And so now, linking you with the tradition of the congregation, with the blessing that Rabbi Perlin would give, I offer these words. God be with these board members who have agreed to guide the congregation in its sacred tasks. Teach them that through the study of Torah, worship, and acts of tzedakah and tikkun olam, they nurture the spiritual life of our congregation. Bless them with the wisdom and insight in all their deliberations. They be ever mindful that they work not for just this congregation, but for the continuation of Jewish life and the Jewish community everywhere. Ensure that in words and deeds, they value the congregation and each and every person. And I'd ask that you all now read the words for the new board members, and then we will respond with the congregational blessing.
Eternal God, in your service we are enlisted, in his name we have gathered. Lift our thoughts that we may renew our minds. We thank you, O God, for our hallowed memories, of our abiding hopes. Help us to show that we are your children by giving ourselves faithfully to your tasks. We thank you for this Beit Tefillah, Beit Midrash, and Beit Knesset, for our synagogue and community, and for our sustenance and spirit we draw from each. Help us to transform our sentiment into convictions, and our convictions into conduct and commitment. We thank you for the Torah and its laws of righteousness and love. We thank you for the privilege of being part of an eternal people, men and women of shared history and hope.
And we join together. May the door of the synagogue be wide enough to receive all who hunger for love, all who are lonely for fellowship. May it welcome all who have cares to unburden, thanks to express, hopes to nurture. May the door of the synagogue be narrow enough to shut out pettiness and pride, envy and enmity. May its threshold be no stumbling block to young or straying feet. May it be too high to admit complacency, selfishness, and harshness. May this synagogue be, for all who enter, the doorway to a richer and meaningful life. And I ask Rabbi Rappaport to join me as we offer you the priestly blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God's light shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom, wholeness, and peace. Amen. And to mark this new beginning, we join in the Shehecheyanu.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shehecheyanu v'kimanu v'higyanu bazman hazeh. We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose, a thing for fools this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing to love what death has touched. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Molly Waters, friend of Sam Corson, Jane McCarthy, aunt and godmother of Greg DeCenza, Bernice Berman, mother of Laura Train, Eileen Vogel, mother of Deborah Derner, Carol Morehouse, friend of the Aarons, Derner, and Green families, Anne Friedman, mother of Carol Wolf, Lillian Donnelly, friend of David Zweigel, Joel Barnett Gersel, father of Lisa Gordon. Our prayers are with you as you return from his funeral, and our hearts go out to you. Jim Fizer, stepfather of John Morrison. And we remember the Yahrzeits this week of Helen Janiak, Samuel Saunders, Bessie Myers, Samuel Mushkin, Meyer Gold, Jerome Daub, Harold Ligowitz, Martin Loss, Morris Mastelman, Sidney Fisher, Rudolph Friedman, Jane Fox Bark, Joe Kushner, Donald Levenstein, Ethel Spiner, Terry Goldring. We honor all of their memories as together we recite Mourner's Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah v'yalma divarach hirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayei chon uv'yomei chon uv'chayei d'cho beit Yisrael v'agalau v'yizman kari v'yimru. Amen. Yehei shemei rabah mevarach l'alam almei almaya yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nasei Vieta dar, vieta le, vieta lal, shmeid kucha, birichu. Laela min kol, birchata, vishirata. Tushbachata, venechemata. Damiran, bialma, viemru, amen. Yehei shlama, rabba, min shemaya. Vechayim, alenu, v'al kol Yisrael, viemru, amen. O se shalom, bimromav. Hu ya'aseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. From a sacred prayer of memory to embracing the joy of the Shabbat day with Kiddush and Motzi,
And I think we have not had the entire board up here, so let's honor the whole board, new and, I won't say old, new and continuing, how about that, to come up and lead us all in Kiddush.
I'm going to take it.
Okay. You're allowed.
Thank you.
It's your perk.
Whoa.
Gathering.
I showered today.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God, with wine our symbol of joy. We celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodesho b'yachavanu v'rason hitzilanu. Zicharon lemaase bereshit, ki hu yom tehila lamikrae kodesh, zecher litziat mitzrayim, ki vanu vacharta, yatanu kidasha, miko. Shabbat Shalom again. Welcome to our board installation Shabbat service. I'll be brief. You've heard enough of me for me tonight. Okay, Mike, say hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah. Thank you to all who helped make the service possible, our rabbis, board member ushers, greeters, Oneg helpers, security, Rob and Rachel, and you, our TBS members and guests. Next Saturday, June 22nd, join with your TBS community as five of our superstar adults complete 18 months of study and preparation and celebrate their adult B'nai Mitzvah ceremony. Together, we will celebrate their achievements, learn from them, pray with them, and be joyful with them. The service begins at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. Starting in July, join Rabbi Crystal as he takes life. Learning is for everyone participants, and that's all adult members of B'nai Shalom, on a four-session tour of Judaism in the 21st century. Sessions will begin at 7 p.m. and last about 90 minutes on July 24th, 31st, August 7th, and 14th. Details and sign-up will be in the weekly email. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a good next week, and again, Shabbat Shalom.
We conclude with Adon Olam, page 62.
Adon Olam, Hashem Alam.
Please rise. May you be blessed on this Shabbat and the week ahead with the knowledge that you are surrounded in love and support by your community, by friends and family members, all here to be excited with you through the joys and be with you in support during the difficult times of life. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.